Bryant Street Publishing presents Lessons in Seduction by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Isla Jacobs. To my daughters, thanks for putting up with endless late dinners, mood swings, lack of any kind of domestic abilities outside of cooking, the endless string of deadlines I am working to meet, and my inability to remember what day of the week it is. Thank you for your love and support, and for our girls' nights. Remember, Mummy will always love you just the way you are, even though you look like the stinky boy we share the house with. Love, Mummy. 1. In which Lady Cicely formulates a plan. When a woman reaches the age of 26, thought Cicely Ware, with a matter-of-factness that would frighten the majority of the ton, she had to face the truth about her future. In her humble opinion, it showed an amazing fortitude and an abundance of maturity to contemplate what her future held for her. Unfortunately, with one as apparently bleak as hers, facing it was not a pleasant experience. With interest, she watched the expert moves of the couples as they danced a country reel. The ladies' beautifully ornate skirts floated about their ankles as the soft candlelight cast a golden shimmer on the magnificent surroundings. Even in the elegant setting and in the presence of some of the most attractive people in London, depression threatened to dim Cicely's spirits. That troubled her. She had never been one to allow her emotions to consume or control her. Now it was different. This melancholy had been happening with greater frequency lately. It was her damned common sense that kept doing her in. Reality wasn't something from which she shied, not with all her negative family history in these recent years. She sighed, hating the fact she was so practical. Her life would be so much easier if she were a scatterbrain. If she gave a fig about her appearance, which only depressed her further, her life would be simpler. She could spend her time wrapped up in fabrics and designs. She would know what the latest was and care. She could pour herself into wasting inordinate amounts of other people's money on gowns and accoutrements that would be worn only once. Even the thought made her queasy. Maybe if she did those things. If she could but smile and laugh when a man said stupid things. If she could look the other way at indiscretion. If she could whittle away the hours with embroidery or nonsense. If she could forget her worries, her family, her life. There had been that one glimmer of hope. That the dowry Sebastian provided might bring an offer of marriage. Cicely snorted and received a look of remonstration from an elderly spinster seated to her right. Immediately, she pulled her features back into the placid expression of a soon-to-be spinster, happy with her lot in life. If she must sit with them, she had to blend into the crowd. People wanted her there. They wanted her body in attendance, not her mind. They didn't care about her feelings or desires. So it wouldn't do to let others see that what she yearned for most was to marry and have children. It upset members of the ton, not to mention the other unwed women, to know that she was not truly and wonderfully happy alone. She had no idea why it was any of their business. As long as she kept her mouth shut, normally she was fine. The slip of the face had been a mistake. For some reason, the aristocracy couldn't handle anyone being sad at a ball. She wasn't sad, actually. Disappointed would be a better word. No one knew this about her. She didn't have close friends in which she could confide. There was no one to tell her innermost secrets to. More than anything, she wanted to find a man to love, to have children to raise. Simple pleasures of life. But at 26, she knew the truth. That was